Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 38 to 42. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Some interesting and challenging instructions here, and we'll deal with the detail when we come to teach the class. But for the devotional thought today, I think what we need to be thinking about is that we have a tendency, at least most of us, speak for myself, when I'm wronged, to look for my pound of flesh rather than a way of settling a dispute that would lead to peace and justice. This is a challenge to the beatitude to be a peacemaker. You can't always be at peace. Jesus was not at peace with the Pharisees. That's a bit different though. I believe what Jesus is getting at here is the way in which we live in general. A Christian is not someone who looks for their rights all the time. As someone said of this passage, Christ will not tolerate a mercenary, tight-fisted, penny-pinching attitude which is the financial counterpart to a legalistic understanding of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Don't be asking yourself all the time, what's in it for me? What can I get out of it? We as followers of Jesus are not people who are hung up on whether we're getting our rights or not, but we're looking instead for opportunities to bless others and to demonstrate a Christ-like self-sacrifice. No, I know, it's not easy, but that's why we pray. And perhaps you can take this idea into your devotional time today, to look for the rights of others to be honored today more than your own. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.